Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program featuring songs by some of my favorite singer-songwriters. Living in America. This is a fascinating time to be alive in the United States here in America. My attention has been, I've been riveted to the testimony going on in our Capitol, the hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee about the nomination for a judge to the Supreme Court. These are a deep and historical issues that are being discussed in our country right now. And I often turn to music to help me express some of my ideas and understand some of the ideas that I have, some of the responses that I have to things going on in our country. Joni Mitchell set a poem by Rudyard Kipling. It's a poem called If. And she released it on her final studio recordings back in 2008, the album called Shine. The poem by Rudyard Kipling is called If. If you can keep your head when all about you people are losing theirs and blaming you. If you can trust yourself. Joni Mitchell.
by some smug fool. Oh, what your life's worth. Torn apart and broken down. And stoop to the again.
Joni Mitchell, Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. All right. So today's program, Living in America. Leonard Cohen is probably one of the preeminent poets of our times. And he released an album in 2001. And I'm living here in America, and what an incredible paradise we have here in this country. It certainly is the land of plenty. Leonard Cohen weighs in on the land of plenty. David Crosby released an album in 2017, Sky Trails, and he has a song dealing with Washington, D.C. and the Capitol building. As the attention of the country is turned on our capital and all of the media coverage of the recent events there having to do with the nomination of a Supreme Court justice. And an attempt by our government to uncover the truth and have transparent politics in our country. So here's two songs dealing with those topics. We'll start with Leonard Cohen from 10 new songs released in 2001, The Land of Plenty.
Sent me to raise my voice and say, may the lights in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. I don't know why I've come here. I do. What you really think of me, what I really think of you. For the millions in a prison that wealth has set apart, for the Christ who has not risen from the caverns of the heart, for the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice and pray. May the lights in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. I know I said I'd meet you, I'd meet you at the store, but I can't buy it, baby. I don't really know who sent me to raise my voice and say, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. For the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice and pray. May the light in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday.
Like that, all that white marble and the guards at the door. The metal detector, the following eyes, geometric patterns covering the floor. The symbols of power, eagles and flags, attendants, assistants, moving like sharks. Through crowds of citizens, patriotic souls, visiting the Capitol and the National Park. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. Run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, with no one can see and no one can hear. I wonder what they say to each other. How do they think? What do they feel? When they come out of those rooms and put on their faces, is anything they say to the cameras real? They come for the power, for the power they stay, and they'll do anything to keep it that way. They'll ignore the Constitution and hide behind the scenes. Anything to stay a part of the machine. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets. And no one can hear. And the votes were just pieces of paper. And they sneer at the people who voted. They laugh as the votes were not counted. The will of the people was noted and completely ignored.
Thank you.
David Crosby. That song is called Capital from his 2017 Sky Trails album. And right before that, May the Lights in the Land of Plenty Shine on the Truth Someday, Leonard Cohen from 10 New Songs released in 2001. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. So it's been spectacular blanket coverage in our media of the hearings going on at the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I don't think I've witnessed anything quite like this incredible sense of being right at the center of our government as things are happening. So there's a song, a very fairly lighthearted song that Eric Burdon wrote and recorded on his album in 2013, Till Your River Runs Dry. So that's like 5 years ago. But it's still very pertinent. Invitation to the White House. He has a dream. And one of the things that is so prevalent today with our social media is this instantaneous loop that we have in our media and our culture. So let's listen to two songs having to do with living in America. First, Eric Burdon's Invitation to the White House, and then we're going to hear James Brown from his 2003 Gravity album, Living in America. Eric Burdon first.
It was a dream, just a dream I had on my mind. But when I woke up this morning, no White House could I find. I dreamed I had an invitation to the White House. It was the first of the year. The president said, Eric, I'm sure glad you're here. I've inherited a country that's running wild. He said, I'm so frustrated. I'm asking you for your advice. But it was a dream, just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. I said, you gotta open up those borders. I'm talking about the North and the South. Let's make friends with our neighbors. We can turn this thing around. We should make friends with the Canadians. They've got more than just snow. And there's a labor force waiting in the land of Mexico. But when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. Thank you. that war is an addiction, and the junkies don't want to stop. They're making tons of money with every drip of blood that drops. If you want to be a hero, let's fix America first. Make that miracle happen. You'll be a hero. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. Yo, listen to me. I know, Mr. President, you've been given a loaded hand, and war is our culture ever since the world began. I said, bring them troops home, and let's fix this country first. We have the right to happiness, but you gotta get down in the dirt. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. When I woke up this morning, no president could I find. It's just a dream I had on my mind.
James Brown. Yeah, nobody says it the way James Brown does, living in America. He recorded that in 2003 from his Gravity album. Right before that, Eric Burdon's 2013, Till Your River Runs Dry, we heard his song, Invitation to the White House. It was only a dream. All right. So I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then and on today's program. Songs that reflect some of the current state of mind going on in our culture. We seem to have a lot of division that people are feeling, where you take one side or the other side of an issue and you really hang tight to that. Well, David Crosby recorded a song in 2016 on his album called Lighthouse. And the title is, What Makes It So? And he asked the question, you know, is there really just one way? Why is there just one way to do things? It's an interesting song. And after that, Julian Lennon, 2013, released an album called Everything Changes. And obviously a tribute to the Beatles, he does a song called Someday. And then after we hear Julian Lennon, we'll hear John Lennon. So let's start with David Crosby from his Lighthouse album. What makes it so?
They try to tell you what you can and cannot do. Your place on the path, how much you get to know, what makes it so? How do they know? How can there only be one way? And you don't like it. You've already picked out your move. Road you'd like to ride, just how deep in the groove, and what makes it so? How do they know? How can there only be one way? A man stands before you, telling us all what his great leader said. And I say, where is it written? How many ways can it be read? And what makes it so? How do they know? How can there only be one way? I think for myself, probably keep it that way, at least for now, at least for today. And what makes it so? How do they know? How can there only be one? Thank you.
does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
Say a prayer and close your eyes. Someday, someday, hope and pray we get it right. One day, one day, everyone's the same. We get lost and we get broken. Isn't it a shame? Words unspoken.
We're all in it together.
What we've undone. One day, one day, nothing stays the same. When you're lost and when you're broken, all that's left remains words unspoken.
Yeah, we are.
John Lennon, Instant Karma. When he recorded that song in 1970, it was produced by Phil Spector. It was only written, recorded, and released in 10 days. Let's face it, John knew what he wanted to say. And the meaning of instant karma has taken on a different aspect in our culture today with a Twitter, where we have immediate feedback, where you say something, where you take a stance, and you have instant karma. Instant karma is going to get you. I'm Kathy Geary. Today's program, Living in America. And the incredible events going on in our politics at this time. I wanted to play another song from Leonard Cohen's final album, You Want It Darker. It's the title track from that album, where he talks about some of the darker trends going on in our culture today. This is Leonard Cohen, You Want It Darker.
If you are the dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? I'm ready, my lord. My lord.
instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, through the caverns and the caves where we come from. Light of dawn is on us, we will see what we can be, and the ancient ones can sleep an easy sleep. In the hallways of the ages, on the road to history, what we do now will always be with us. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, in the caverns and the caves where we come from. In the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. Light a candle in the darkness so others might see ahead. Light a candle in the darkness when you go.
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. for her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
The Power and the Glory, written by Phil Oakes and recorded on his debut album in 1964, All the News That's Fit to Sing. Her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, and her glory shall rest on us all. And right before that, we heard two songs, which I've kind of always wanted to pair up, from Leonard Cohen's final album, You Want It Darker. And then Neil Young, On the Opposite Side, Light a Candle in the Darkness. Neil Young recorded that song in 2009 on Fork in the Road. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Living in America. I hope you enjoyed the music. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's 2 minutes before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 62 sunny degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station serving the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. The Janice Adams Show will be coming up very soon. The forecast for tonight is mostly clear, going down to the lower 40s, and tomorrow mostly sunny. On Sunday, highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, going down to the lower 50s. And on Monday, partly sunny, highs around 70. The Howlin' Chamber Music Circle presents the Telegraph Quartet tomorrow, Sunday, September 30th at 4 p.m. The group, with James Austin Smith on oboe, is at the Howland Cultural Center on Main Street in Beacon, New York. Advance tickets are recommended. For details, visit Howland Music, H-O-W-L-A-N-D, music.org. Stay tuned for the Janice Adams Show. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate, Main Street, Livingston Manor, listing and selling properties of all sizes and prices in Sullivan County and surrounding areas. rmfarmrealestate.com.